the Neuron Report. It's the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning. Neurons are flowing. It's going good. Got all my Christmas decorations almost up. I got another little half. Miss James is going to help me later today. And so that'll be good. It'll be good. But, yeah, we have a special guest today, Jen. I interviewed her brother like a week or two ago, Billy, and he was in a motorcycle accident. You're going to get the aspect from the sister. She was a young little girl. She was like, I think, like 10 years younger than him. So he was 18. She's like my age when that happened. So she had a whole different aspect on life of it. So get ready, my fellow friends, to listen to my friend Jenny, who I met through the poor man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What an intro Matt gave
How
you.
How are you both doing? Yeah, I heard. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
So go ahead, Matt. You know, Jenny now.
Yeah, I want them to get, because it's like how I said the other night in Torrance, how it doesn't just affect me, it affects everyone around me. And the families, and how you're going to have to live, how this, you know, and all the different things. So explain to us how you felt, how you were, what you were doing, what's going on, and then the years of him. Okay, ready, set, go. I'm done. Bye now.
Okay. Like you said, I was young. I was 9 years old when my brother had his accident, and
What was the accident?
It was a motorcycle accident. It was not his fault, but somebody ran a stop sign, and he went head first into the side of the car.
With a helmet or no helmet?
No helmet.
1980,
right.
No helmet.
But the doctor did say that if he was wearing a helmet, he would have died. From the impact to his neck. So no helmet. He did suffer a severe head injury, and the first few weeks we didn't know if he was going to survive, and he was in a coma. Like Matt, he has his comedentials. It was months of rehabilitation, and like Matt said, it didn't just affect Billy, though. Obviously, his entire life changed that day, but so did the rest of our families. Like my parents changed drastically from that point on. It was. I'm the youngest of eight, so they, big family, but their focus at that point on was, how do we provide the best care for Billy? And so it was just a constant daily struggle of, just raising a family and doing, the best that they could for Billy. As a young child, it was challenging. It was challenging for the entire family. But I had, even though Billy was 18 at the time of his accident, with the head injury, it brought him back to a young child.
So
he was then, really competing with me for our parents' attention, and he was handling, things, as a child would.
Yes.
And so, it was definitely, everybody's life changed at that point. And it wasn't easy. It's not just you when you suffer an injury like that, everyone that cares about you goes through it.
Yes. Tell them about the therapy, how it was, now I'm helping them even more with my stuff, I'm starting to get the trust of you finally, Jenny.
No, I care a lot about my brother. And I know Matt yes. is wonderful, and he also cares so much for Billy. And so I do trust you, Matt, and I can already see, you know, the changes that just you being in his life has made to him. He now has a friend that he can share his challenges with, and he knows that you're also going through the same thing. Just like when he asked you if you're able to cry, he hasn't been able to cry since he was 18.
Yeah, and I said the same thing.
And have you guys cried since talking to each other?
Well, he can't.
Well, we cry on the inside. It's just the heart.
Yeah.
Is it because of the injuries, you guys?
Yeah,
you can't
it doesn't really let tears out like it should. It's like it's something in the flaps of the eyes that penetrates tears, and I think that got lost.
Right, and in dreams, he doesn't remember a single dream in all these years, so.
Is it that way with you too, Matt?
Yeah, I remember it for like 30 seconds and I wake up and then it goes bye-bye. So we have kind of like the same things. He hit a car, I dropped 30 feet and hit rocks. So we're kind of like in the same boat, jeez, just different oars.
You know, as you guys are saying it, I don't know how you feel, Jenny, but when I'm hearing that, I'm just thinking, flashing in my head, just flying off a motorcycle and bashing my head into a car makes me shudder almost. Or with you, Matt, same thing. 30 feet under the rocks, you know, with your head. You know, it's through a windshield.
It still makes me shudder, and I still go through, like, what if it didn't happen? How would have gone forward with my life? I don't know. I might have got too much into it, because once I started college, I might have gotten into all the drugs and all that, or I might have not. See, that's what I'm never going to know. But now,
here's the thing, though, too. I mean, I did the whole drug partying thing myself.
It's lame.
And I didn't, you know, I didn't have a horrific head injury like you or Billy. But, you know, it's the luck of the draw is what it is.
Yeah, we all go through
any of us could have had happen to us what happened to you. Don't you think, Jenny? I mean...
Yep, exactly, and that's what Matt was saying the other night at the Matt event that he went to. You just never know. You think it's not going to happen to me, but you just don't know what today has planned for you.
Yeah. Any final comments you want to make to the listening audience about, you know, taking care of your brother and the whole experience?
Oh, I feel very fortunate to have such a good relationship with my brother. I admire him so much. I very rarely is he down. He takes things, you know, his challenges, he takes them so well. I admire him so much, and I'm just very fortunate. And I'm fortunate that Matt is in our life now too. So thank you for having me on today and allowing me to share a little bit of our story.
Yes, I would like to say something. I mean, because most people, when they have a sibling or whatever, just they want the attention. But Jenny, she's the most beautiful thing, helping Billy. It's just incredible. I mean, I haven't seen that only from the mom. And her parents passed away, my parents have passed away. And it's like, She does so much for Billy to keep him going through the stuff. Like, and he's a mellow guy, you know. He does, and I'm teaching him how to walk. And we gotta do more speeches with him. I gotta get him. I'm gonna get him on here doing some beatboxing.
Okay, yeah, he'd love that.
Yeah, it'd be great.
All right, thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen. So I'll call you later. Okay, bye.
Okay,
now.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
Okay, have a good meeting at 9:30. You're right on time.
Yep, thank you. Okay, bye. Okay.
Neuron Report.
The Neuron Report. Hang on, Matt. I'll come back and give you an instant request.
Okay.
Right after this.
All right, cool.